The first reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, thus should one regard us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Now, it is of course required of stewards that they be found trustworthy. It does not concern me in the least that I be judged by you or any human tribunal. I do not even pass judgment on myself. I am not conscious of anything against me, but I do not thereby stand acquitted. The one who judges me is the Lord. Therefore, do not make any judgment before the appointed time until the Lord comes, for he will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will manifest the motives of our hearts, and then everyone will receive praise from God. The word of the Lord. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord. Trust in the Lord and do good, that you may dwell in the land and be fed in security. Take delight in the Lord, and he will grant you your heart's requests. Salvation of the just comes from the Lord. Commit to the Lord your way. Trust in him, and he will act. He will make justice dawn for you like the light. Bright as the noonday shall be your vindication. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord. Turn from evil and do good, that you may abide forever. For the Lord loves what is right and forsakes not his faithful ones. Criminals are destroyed and the posterity of the wicked is cut off. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord. The salvation of the just is from the Lord. He is their refuge in time of distress. And the Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. The scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "The disciples of John the Baptist fast often and offer prayers, and the disciples of the Pharisees do the same, but yours eat and drink." And Jesus answered them, "Can you make the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come, and when the bridegroom is taken away from them, they will fast in those days." And he also told them a parable. "No one tears a piece from a new cloak to patch an old one. Otherwise, he will tear the new, and the piece from it will not match the old cloak. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and it will be spilled, and the skins will be ruined. Rather, new wine must be poured into fresh wineskins. And no one who has been drinking old wine desires new, for he says the old is good." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today, as we focus on the Sacred Heart of Jesus being First Friday, we listen to what God tells us in the first reading from St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians. And he begins by saying that he is a servant, and so we must be servants of God. Again, in other of the letters, he begins the letter, "Paul, comma, a slave or a servant of Jesus Christ." So as I've said before, that should not what we have to do physically or say it every time we see somebody, but we need to be thinking it. Larry, comma, a slave of Jesus Christ. You, a comma, a slave of Jesus Christ. That the purpose we have every day of our life is to do God's will today, not mine, so we don't come to daily mass and say, "Okay, God, I have you to do this, 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 and this, and this for me. That you're my slave today, God, so do what I want you to do." Now, we have to ask him for things because he asks us to. But the purpose of our beginning our day with God is to find out what he wants me to do today, so I can be his servant today. He's not my servant, I am his. And so one of the first things he says to us in this letter is he says, "Therefore, do not make any judgment before the appointed time. Until the Lord comes, he will bring to light." And again, I do it every day, you do it every day. We judge everybody in front of us, right? We judge whether they're truly Catholic, if they're not Catholic, if they're truly Christian, if they're not Christian. And again, then we go and we rationalize it and say, well, you know, I'm judging their actions, I'm not judging them. Please, at least be honest with yourself. We're judging people. And we're saying, because we don't like them or whatever. And yet God, Paul is telling us, you wait, the Lord will do the judge. He knows what's going on in their hearts, right? Because I don't know about you, but even when I'm judging myself, I could be wrong. And I know me. And sometimes I'm wrong in judging me. And so, of course, we have to judge actions, but we got to be clear that if you and I are focused on being servants of Jesus Christ all day today and every day of our life, there's no time to be looking at everybody else and thinking about how they're doing or how they're not doing. If I'm a servant, I should be looking at one person, Jesus Christ, because I'm his servant today. I don't have time to look at everybody else. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? Nature knows love today and forever. Amen.